right towards the end of this training camp, and we've got most of the installations in. We do have some left, and then we'll get into individual game planning situations, so there'll be more. I'm talking about the young players and the load that they have to learn. So that's where we're at. As far as the last game, I was pleased with many things that went on, certainly the win and how we played down the stretch there. Extremely disappointed in more than several things. So we've got a lot of work to do to be a highly efficient and dynamic offensive football team. Some of the young players are doing just an excellent job of the hard work on the field. Some of the young players are highly skilled, and then the key is the preparation and the hard work in the classroom, and they're doing that. Many of our veterans are right on track, pleased with that part of it. We've got a lot of hard work left to do, and then we'll open up to questions.
How concerned are you about your left tackle position?
Oh, there's great competition there. I've got great confidence in several men there that will do the job. This is one of the things that training camp is for. If somebody has earned an opportunity, then we certainly, in every case, try to give them an opportunity. And that's really at any position. Now you've got to earn it, you know. You've seen it with rookies even. If at some point that they earn the opportunity to compete, then we try to give that opportunity to them and see what they can do in live games.
Mario, are there similarities between what Demetrius is going through now to what Danny kind of went through last year, trying to learn how its system quickly catch up to everybody else?
That's right.
His style of coaching.
Yeah, that's right. Well, any time you're in a new system, there's quite a lot of learning to do, and especially there's two things that come right to the front of my mind is the terminology and then the details, exactly how we want to get it done. He's right in the middle of that process.
Marty, did you see King as somebody who can start a lot of games?
Oh, Big King has played for us in the past and played very well. That's correct, yes. However, he's played very well there in those situations, and he's worked diligently in the off season. He was playing very well early in camp, and so he's earned that opportunity.
Marty, game plan for what Pittsburgh did? They seemed to blitz a lot. Did you spend any time preparing for that?
Oh, they really didn't blitz all that much. You know, they showed some familiar blitzes. There was nothing there that we hadn't seen, even in training camp. So, no, that wasn't a part of it.
Marty, what have you seen from Michael out here, Michael Vick? And it just seems like there's times he's struggling to get into a rhythm, him and the first offense. What have you seen?
Well, that was one of the things that I was disappointed in. Was our precision. And you saw the plays that were called were precision-type plays, and we didn't have many opportunities, but several times the precision wasn't there. Now, as far as Mike's having a terrific camp, he's continuing to get to improve every day on certain things, and so I've got great confidence in Mike, yeah.
Marty, as a follow-up to that, it's 3 years to the day that you guys actually signed him. Can you just talk about Mike's development? You kind of didn't know what you were getting at that point, where he was 3 years ago and kind of what he's become to this team.
That's like an anniversary?
Yeah,
huh?
Kind of.
Celebration? I knew exactly what we were getting, even though I hadn't met him 3 years ago. I will tell you, when we got him, it had been going on 2 years where he hadn't played. However, even then, he was still one of the great players in the game. That was my thought process there. I do know that he has really learned to play the quarterback position at a high level. Now, he's chasing that perfection every day. He wants to become a master at that position, as well as being one of the great dynamic players in the game. So he certainly has come a long way. He's come a long way in this system. He's come a long way generally with playing the quarterback position at a high level. Yeah, it's a good anniversary, huh? We'll see what happens today in practice.
Why did you say he's having a great camp?
Oh, he's having a terrific camp, yeah.
What are your impressions of Foles, both not only against the Steelers, but also in this camp?
Well, he did just about what I expected him to do, and that was play well. I know this. He's got an opportunity to be a heck of a quarterback at some point. He's working every day. He's a smart guy. You see, he's talented. He's picked offense up at a pretty good rate here now, and that's a very difficult thing at any position. We've talked about the left tackle spot, very difficult at the quarterback position. So I'm proud of him that way as well. He's a quite a natural player, quick decision maker. You can see that his accuracy is good. And his timing has been good up to this point. He's got a lot of work to do, like we all do.
What is that work on? Like, what does he have to get better at?
Well, there's details within how you go about playing the position. So those are the things. There's many plays that he has been installed. He hasn't quite got the reps at these particular plays, or maybe he's only got one rep, and it was 2 weeks ago against a particular coverage. Well, now he's got to get through that particular play versus all the possible coverages and blitzes and these sort of things. So it's a matter of reps, and then the basic fundamentals and the details of how he goes about performing.
Marty, where is Michael at with his pocket presence? Comfortable with that? Is that one of the areas where he needs to grow a little bit?
Oh, he's done he'll continue to get better at that. There was a particular play in the Pittsburgh game where he got sacked, and it was well protected. And so he moved himself right into a sack, so he can get better there. He can get better there, and he's certainly gotten better over the last couple of years there. But he certainly can get better there. Now, I will say that I do believe if it was a regular season game, and these are excuses, you know, everything we do is important and we make no excuses, but he would have done that just a little bit differently.
If Kafka's down for 3 weeks, how much does that realistically set him back for the backup quarterback spot?
Oh, there's great competition there. He's taken all the individual. He just can't quite take a snap. It's his left hand. Mm-hmm. It's not going to set him back too much. We've been through this before. I have with several different quarterbacks. It doesn't set him back much. He's got to stay sharp, though, pre-practice and post-practice, because his reps are cut just a little bit because of the center quarterback exchange situation that he can't do right now.
Yeah. You mentioned Nick and the reps. Obviously, he's going to get more in these next couple of weeks with Mike not able to play in the 11-on-11 stuff. In the games, would you be comfortable if he continues to develop with him as a backup quarterback going into the season? I mean,
well, we'll see if he continues to develop at a high rate. Will be the key for him.
Right.
Yeah.
How are Kelsey and Vic doing in terms of their pre-snap?
Who and Vic?
Jason Kelsey and Michael Vic this year doing things a little bit differently. How's that going?
Oh, they're doing a great job. They're working through several things, but they're doing it together. And really, we have to just work as a unit together. A little bit better.
The competition at fullback, how far ahead is Stanley Havili of Iguanago at this point?
Well, they're both excellent players. They're both talented players. They're both physical players. Stanley's been in this offense for just a little bit longer, so he's certainly got that step ahead. But there's some excellent competition there at the fullback spot with both of them.
Are there any other options there, like maybe Clay Harbor there?
Well, Clay and Brent have played in that position on several different types of plays. But no, those are our two two guys that are competing at the fullback spot. Clay, since you brought Clay up, Clay Harbor is having a superb camp. He's doing some things that are really uncommon, and he's really grown into that position. He's doing a fine job there.
Marty, you mentioned young guys getting an opportunity, earning an opportunity. Is Damaris Johnson one of those guys?
Well, he has, and he has been. I want to see out of him. You have seen his athleticism, his quickness, his ball skills, these type of things. And he can make plays, and he's quite dynamic. And his challenge is playing at that high level on a consistent basis. So I'm looking for that consistency out of him.
With Nick Foles, it just seems like out here he has days when he's really, really accurate. He has days when he's kind of all over the place. Is that a footwork? What is the...
Well, his accuracy has been really good. If you see an errant ball on occasion, it's in most of those cases, it's because he was unfamiliar with the play and he wasn't staying true to his read or his progression, and then all of a sudden he has to throw the ball away or the pass rush gets to him and he's errant because he wasn't quite quick. But I have felt that very comfortable with him when he knows exactly what he's doing in a particular play. I think he's executed at a high level. So his challenge is the whole offense and getting all these reps, because he's quite a natural player, it appears.
Is he better at anything than maybe you expected him to be at this point?
Well, I will just say this, that really liked him before the draft. And then when he was in for his first mini camp, I liked him even more. And then through training camp, liked him even more. And then after that last ball game, liked him even more. And so his challenge is to continue to progress at a high rate. He's really progressed at a high rate. I've been pleased with that. And I think he's got quite a future in this league. Now, how quick he can progress is a key, and everybody's different. Some quarterbacks progress at a high rate and then level out, and it takes a little while. Some guys, it's almost seamless to where they can go in and function at a high level in a ball game. Some guys don't progress much at all early, and they really struggle. And then two or three years down the road, it clicks, and they get in and they become a great quarterback as well. So everybody's different.
What do you think made him a third-round guy? What didn't people see at Arizona?
Well, I know there was a couple concerns that I had. And Doug went out. Doug Peterson went out and worked him out, and my concerns were negated by Doug working him out.
What were those concerns?
Well, I don't want to get into details. We also talked to his head coach, who I played with in the Arena League, Stoops. And I will tell you, he had great things to say about him. And look, Nick is a tough, talented, natural player. And so we're happy to have Nick. Yeah.
In the case of Foles and Kafka, though, there's not significant game experience in the NFL. Given Vic's injury history, are you confident that either one can step in if Vic goes down?
Well, not right now. We're in the middle of training camp. We have to progress. Yeah. Yeah, well, nobody has a crystal ball. I can't tell you what I'm going to think 2 weeks from now. But I'm happy with both of their play in training camp. Up to date, we've got an awful lot of hard work left. Yeah.
Marty, how good did you feel about Trent Edwards, who came in without a lot of reps and looked like every inch like the veteran?
Yeah, well, he's a gamer. He's got great experience. He wouldn't have been in this league this long. He wouldn't have started and done quite well in this league without what you saw that he had. I'm not sure I'm using proper English, so please correct that. In the ball game, he did exactly what I wanted him to do, with the exception of a couple small details. But you saw he's a natural player. He's got great common sense, and he did just a beautiful job down the stretch there. And so he's certainly in great competition. As you say, he doesn't get much reps in practice. He understands what his situation is. And then he knows the expectations of him going into a game is to play at a high level, and it's just that simple.
Could you say he is very much in the mix for the job of backup quarterback?
Oh, there's no question. Absolutely. Yeah, there's great competition there at this point.
Well, Marty, what are you learning about Mike Kafka specifically, and what can you learn, and what are you looking to learn in the next, especially with the situation?
Well, the first thing is get him healthy. Okay, so he's got to do that. Secondly, I know Mike Kafka pretty well and exactly how he could help this football team and exactly how he would operate in a league game. He's done just a little bit of that for us. And he's been here for quite some time. He's a talented, young, sharp, real sharp player. Certainly have great confidence in Mike as in the role that he's in at this point.
How much is it going to limit, you know, what you want to see out of him?
Well, I will tell you, he does have some work to do. However, this setback, because of his experience with our offense, is not going to come in into any decision making type process, because we know exactly what his strengths are and how he could help this football team. I don't see this as a knockback for him. I see this as, hey, let's get healthy, and we're back rocking and rolling.
Marty, you had mentioned earlier that Clay has done some things that are uncommon.
Yes.
What kind of things are we talking about?
Well, he's a physical guy now, and so his in-line blocking has dramatically improved. And, you know, of course, Coach Melvin, Tom Melvin, had a whole off season with him, which was one of the keys for him. And it's really shown up to date in this camp. We know that he's a fast player as well, and he's a dynamic player down the field. However, his in-line blocking has dramatically improved. Now, he's always had that skill and ability coming out of college. He would hit you. He would hit the heck out of you. And so now he and Tom have refined his game, and he's really doing an outstanding job in line as well as with the pass game.
Now, you used a lot of two tight end sets last year. And yep. Could you foresee using even more this year with his development?
Oh, absolutely. If we've got two outstanding tight ends, we'll use all of our players' strengths, and that certainly would be one of them.
If you look at Demaryius Johnson, there are some but not many receivers in the league at that size. How does he, going forward, what does he do well that could translate to the NFL?
Well, I think our personnel department did an outstanding job there in acquiring Demaryius. You're right. There's most guys that size at this level, they sort of get engulfed just a little bit. So you have to have one, two, or three of several different qualities to be able to play at that size in this league. And one of them is the dynamic ability, and that includes quickness and speed and jumping ability. So, you know, Deshaun's one of them, you know, who's got great, great dynamic ability. And it was seamless for Deshaun coming into the NFL. Most guys that size can't do it. Demaryius, that's the first thing we wanted to find out about Demaryius, is does he have that special, unique, dynamic quality that will allow him to help this football team? And it appears that he does. He has those skills. Now, we talked about it earlier. His challenge is to play at that high level. I know he can play at a high level, but it's playing at that high level on a consistent basis. That's his challenge right now.
If he can continue to excel as a return guy, it obviously eliminates the need to use Deshaun in that role all that much. I mean, do you like that fact?
Listen, for the past several years, if we want Deshaun back there returning punts, I'm all for it. He's a playmaker in the punt return. He scores touchdowns. He's won games for us before in that role. I have absolutely no problem with that. In fact, I'm on that side. If we need him back there, let's go do it, and we'll adjust on offense. if we have a like player back there, then it what you say may very well be true. But we'll see how this thing shakes out. And finally, I would expect us to play much more efficiently as we continue to play these preseason games.